So we've got three stories. We're going to share it here as part of this round of It Happened in Florida. What that means is Woody and I will share these three true stories that are out there in the headlines, but they could have happened anywhere all over the world. You have to spot the one that happened in Florida. Why Florida? I mean, because Florida, obviously, they consistently crank out the crazy each and every day. And so we tip the cap to Florida. And if you can spot that Florida story first, you win. 844-4-WW-SHOW. Woody's got story number one.
My story and story number one is about a video, specifically a video that was posted on a police department's Facebook page warning people against a life of crime. Now, I think we all know and probably were raised the right way where you're not supposed to steal. Now, if you choose to have that life of crime, how likely are you to steal from a police officer? Not likely, right? That's what the video shows on their Facebook page. And it reinforces Wilcox's belief that all squirrels are a-holes. And the fact that this video showed a squirrel stealing a donut from a cop. That's right. A squirrel on their Facebook page. Seriously, he stole a perfectly good donut from a cop. That's a straight up felony and also rude. It's been viewed over 250,000 times. Was it in Florida where instead of doing something and stopping the squirrel and getting this felony squirrel off our streets, they decided to take video and post it on their police Facebook page?
Is it felony squirrel or felon?
Or felonious.
Felonious squirrel.
Yeah.
Well done, Chelsea.
Great band name.
Nice.
Great, yeah. FS. Speaking of videos, there's another video. Did I put this up? If I didn't, I'm going to at any moment now. At Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, and we'll also put it on Facebook. The video that I want to play some audio for you from is of a man riding a roller coaster. And he's at this amusement park, and they're videotaping him, and he's going nuts. And then he passes out. Listen to this. Continues and he periodically comes to.
Oh my God! And he's out again. He's out. And he's back.
I'm not exactly sure what's happening here because this is just one of those videos that went viral. But obviously, this guy has some sort of issue where excitement or fear or something causes him to just whoop, lights out. Because you hear him going nuts, and he's not playing. This isn't like your fun
screaming. He's out again.
And he...
Oh, my God!
Right. Just goes limp.
Is this like your buddy who, when he gets too much adrenaline or sees something scary or a lot, just passes out?
Something scary?
Obviously, I don't know the answer, but it looks like that.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny because he's only out for a few seconds, and then he sort of, you see him wake back up again, realizing that he's on a roller coaster, and then does it all over again. It's like one of those fainting goats, except he's strapped in so he doesn't drop to the ground. But if he wasn't, he'd be on the ground. I'll put the video up here in a second, and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. My question is he at an amusement park in Florida where he continually passes out on a roller coaster and then wakes back up and then passes out again? Woody's got the third and final story.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how awesome is jury duty? You've had jury duty before, haven't you, Wilcox?
I've never actually gone to jury duty.
Really?
No. Ooh, no. I would actually like to. I feel like I'd love to go to jury duty.
Of course you would.
Well, then you obviously don't know what it entails.
I mean, that may be true.
All right, Chelsea, you've been on jury duty
before.
Yeah,
I was 20.
How awesome is it on a scale from 1 to 10?
It was not awesome.
No, it's like it's a zero. And that's why I can understand why the woman in story number 3 thought, you know what, I need to bring a little something to make jury duty more exciting. What would you bring, Chelsea? Books?
A book.
Magazine? Mm-hmm. Candy, maybe?
Sudoku?
Sudoku?
People still do that?
I don't know. Yes, I think so. I think my wife does it.
She ratcheted it up a little bit and decided to bring some cocaine with her. You know, just a little tootie toot, just to, you know, woo-hoo, get lots of stuff done at jury duty.
Look at me. Jury duty was fun.
Yeah. Having a great time. Sadly, what she didn't think about is, you know, you have to empty your pockets when you're going through the metal detector and all that stuff, even if you're just going for jury duty. And the 39-year-old woman then was charged with possession. Turns out she also had meth in her other pocket in case that cocaine wore off.
Wow.
Before she, yeah, well, she was ready to party, Chelsea. You know, jury duty is boring and staying awake is tough, but don't bring your coke and your meth to jury duty. Was it in Florida where she was going to party things up a little bit? Adam is up first to try and solve our quiz. Adam, all three stories actually happened. Only one of them went down in the Plywood State. Can you tell us which one?
Well, Woody, it's a toss-up between two or three, but I'm going to go with number two, roller coaster.
You're going to go with number two. Yeah, Wilcox is saying yeah.
Yeah, you had a good shot at this because actually I believe two of our stories took place in Florida today. That's top-notch planning is what we like to call that because neither Woody or I recognized that until just now. Six Flags in Florida, and I don't know exactly where, is where the dude continually passed out, woke up, rinsed, and repeated throughout the entire ride on the roller coaster. I have now put it up on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. It's also out on Twitter. You can find that at Woody and Wilcox. So well done.
And story number three, yes, Adam, you had that as well. Newport Richey, Florida is where the woman was going in for jury duty and had cocaine and meth in her cargo shorts, so she's a snappy dresser as well.
Cargo shorts.
And the squirrel who stole a donut from a cop and they videotaped it. I'm not sure I'm saying this correctly. Anchorage, Alaska?
You are saying that right.
Didn't we lived there for a while, didn't
we? That's right. Well done, Woody. We lived there for 4 years.
Yes. Okay, great. Anchorage, Alaska.
Still on the radio there, as a matter of fact.
What's up, people listening to The Fox?
Hello, 100.5 The Fox. How you doing?
The Woody and Wilcox Show.